Well, hi everybody, Darren Garmin, and what we're going to talk about today is what I call skin in the game. And so, I'm sure you're familiar with what skin in the game is, and I think everybody, we all know pretty much what that means, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit, and I think you can use it as a really good barometer when it comes to investing, and in a lot of other things, by the way. But then I'm also going to talk about something that I think is even more important than skin in the game that I think you need to be looking for. And it's actually, in my opinion, more important than skin in the game. But I'll get to that here in just a second. But let's start with skin in the game. And when it comes to, obviously, investments, but a lot of other things that you may look for, you may be a part of, you may be investigating, or heck, you may just have some curiosity about. The thing to always ask yourself is the person, the company, the group, whomever you're looking at either taking advice from, doing business with, investing with, or even invest not only money but investing time with, do they have skin in the game? So, you know, that they're basically, bottom line, walking the talk. Because those that have skin in the game walk the talk. And typically what's skin in the game is money in the game, right? And so a big reason why a lot of investors like to work with me is because I have skin in the game. So every investment property that we purchase, all of the investment properties that are involved in our flagship fund, I have my own money, a substantial amount of my net worth, in those properties, in those individual properties as well, that I'm talking to investors with, that I'm recommending, that I'm owning with. I've got my own money in those as well. And so I think it's very important to be cognizant of the fact that if you're dealing with somebody, and it doesn't have to be just with investing. It can also be with things like advice, things like consultations, things like, heck, even information that you're getting from a friend. Do they or have they had skin in the game? Because it's very easy to make an investment recommendation when I don't have skin in the game. So financial planners, and I'm not making fun of financial planners, I'm not picking on them, but financial planners are good at telling you where you should invest your money, right? Well, do they invest their money there? A lot of times you're going to find they don't. Same goes with real estate investing. If you're looking at a real estate investment, you're getting recommendations from somebody, whether it maybe might be a real estate broker, maybe a real estate investor, maybe a friend, maybe a coworker, whatever the case, before you really take that advice, that information, or that upcoming investment to heart and get real serious about it, the question you need to ask yourself is, do they have skin in the game? Okay? And if the answer is yes, then the information you're getting from them and the opportunity you're getting from them is so much more important than if they don't have any skin in the game. You know, it's interesting. Back in ancient societies, you can go way back. If you were a home builder and you built a home for someone, and let's say that home collapses. If that home were to collapse after you built it, and let's say unfortunately an inhabitant in that home died, guess what would happen? The home builder would be put to death as well. I also know that in ancient societies, when it came to building bridges, building roads, those engineers that designed, worked on, and made those bridges possible, the first thing that those engineers had to do after the bridge was built, for example, is stand underneath the bridge to make sure that the bridge worked. Why? Because those people in power wanted to make sure they had skin in the game. Okay? And heck, I can name all sorts of different examples. And unfortunately, in today's world, that's not so much the case, is it? In today's world, everybody's making a recommendation on something. Everybody's got advice. Everybody's telling you what to do, right? And it's all the way from how you should raise your kids, how you should live your retirement, how you should invest, right? You can't go anywhere without someone wanting to give you advice, right? And a lot of times we look for advice. But the thing to always keep in mind is, are the people giving the advice on what you're considering, do they have skin in the game, or are they just really a journalist? Are they an editor at a magazine? Are they a salesperson that just sells financial products? Okay, not that there's anything wrong with any of those occupations, but there's no risk, right? There's no risk in someone telling you what to do, how you should do it, and when you should do it, if they don't have skin in the game, right? So when I'm talking to people about investing with me in an apartment property here, for example, here in the heartland of America, they know I've got skin in the game. I'm not just making a recommendation just to sell them something, because I'm going in it too. And you'd be surprised how many investment properties I look at and pass on year after year because I don't want my skin in that game, okay? And so it pays to really give this some thought before you put concrete time, effort, energy, and especially money into anything that you're considering, especially if the person that you're going to be dealing with or getting advice from or getting the recommendation from does not have skin in the game. Now, I'll tell you one even better. I think, my opinion, I think people need to have their soul in the game, not just their skin in the game, not just a little bit of money, not just a little bit of time. They need to have their soul in the game, right? So, for example, the vast majority of my net worth is in the properties that I'm involved in here in the Heartland with my partners. Okay, my soul is literally in the game here. Okay. So, heaven forbid, but if the real estate market tomorrow crashes, name the reason why, if the real estate market crashes here in the Heartland, I'm going to have some serious problems. There's no question about it. My wealth and my net worth will take a gigantic, gigantic loss, and it would take me a long time to recover from it. Why? Because I've got my soul in the game here, okay? And I would argue that not only when it comes to investing, but when it comes to many other things that you may be looking at getting involved in, considering doing, even if it's just an investment of your time, are the people that you're listening to, taking advice from, getting strategy from, do they have their soul in the game? Do they? Okay? Because if they don't, you may want to be reconsidering. You may want to think about it. You may want to maybe not even move forward. But a lot of people don't think about this. A sales pitch, a proposal, sounds good. But do they have they had their not only skin in the game, but do they have their soul in the game? And you can argue, even in those ancient societies, if I'm a home builder, I've got my soul in that game because I don't want that home crashing down and whatever authority coming to haul me off and either hang me, put me under the guillotine, whatever, you know, whatever they did back then. Same went with building bridges or roads or aqueducts or whatever. You know, a lot of those people were held accountable, and if it didn't work out, it cost them their lives. You could say they've got their soul in the game. And I think in today's society, it's so easy, especially with social media and the internet and the ease of communication, especially when it comes to advice from people, either from financial shows, TV, DirecTV stations or cable, and you name it. It's so easy just to throw advice out and tell everybody what to do and not have any skin in the game, because for them, there's no what? There's no risk. There's no risk. That's like me telling you how you should run your business, and I don't have your business. I don't even have a business. But I'm giving you advice and telling you what you should do with your business, but I don't have any skin in the game. You, as a business owner in this example, you've got your skin and probably your soul in the game, right? And so I think you get my point. I think you understand where I'm coming from. So as you move to the end of this year and into next year, when it comes to not only investing, but heck, a lot of other things, it applies to many, many things. Are you working with, dealing with, listening to, contemplating something from someone that has their skin in the game? If the answer is no, I think you need to get out of there. Even better, do they have their soul in the game? Okay? Do they have their soul in the game? Now, does that automatically mean that it's a risk-free situation? No, of course not. But, you know how serious someone is when they're talking to you and working with you if they've got their skin or soul in the game. And you can feel much, much better about your decision to get involved with them in whatever capacity as a result of that. Okay? All right, I appreciate you spending time with me today. I hope this information has proved helpful. I hope it's given you, you know, something to chew on a little bit. And I wish you well going into the fourth quarter, and I'll look forward to talking with you soon. All right, we'll see you later. Take care. Bye-bye.